shot.
And
Schelke misses the first.
Off the front of the iron, no good. So the score remains 9-9. Trenton Lee sits down, is replaced by Cody Hoig. 40.7 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 9-9. James Schelke, the lefty's second free throw is good and gives Havrovich the lead 10-9. 40 seconds remain. Here comes Sandusky up the court. Cody Hoig, Jared Bender at the point guard. To the left wing to Wenzel. To Krieger for the mid-range jump shot, left wing, and this one's good. 11-10, Sandusky leads now with 24 seconds left in the first. Mason Yon, top of the key, dribbles right into the lane, and it is pickpocketed. And that's the fourth turnover for Harbor Beach tonight. 14 seconds left, Sandusky with the ball and a one-point lead. Going for the last shot. Jared Bender against James Schelke, gets a screen to the right wing, pulls up from 18 feet. This one's off the mark. 2 seconds left, rebound Sandusky, pulls up for three, he got it! Cody Hoig at the buzzer, gets the third three for Sandusky to fall, and they lead by 4 points at the end of the first quarter, 14-10 on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's an ideal time to buy or lease your new car, truck, or SUV, and the ideal place to do that is at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They're home with the highest trade-in allowances in the thumb and one of the largest inventories of new and GM-certified used vehicles. Perfect for winter and year-round is this brand-new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 with V8 engine, All-Star package, snowplow package, and trailer package for zero down and $395 a month with $989 due at signing based on 39-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. Here's another, a brand-new 2017 Chevrolet Traverse all-wheel drive LT All-Star Edition with bucket seats and running boards. Pay zero down and $295 monthly on a 24-month, 10,000-mile per year lease with $699 due at signing. Offers targeted to returning Chevy lessees, payments based on GM employee purchase program plus taxes and state fees. All applicable rebates included. Find new roads with your new Chevrolet from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Well, this is a first. So Jack Schelke of Harbor Beach wins the 50-50, goes right across center court to retrieve it, gets his winnings, and cuts right back across the entire court back.
Just
that
in
might,
time.
That might be the play of the game so far.
He almost took the first pass on the inbound.
8 minutes on the clock. It's 14-10. Sandusky leads by four. Their largest lead of the night. Harbor Beach on offense first. Feeds it in Smiglinski. The freshman turns. Hook shot. No good. And rebound Sandusky's number 10, Cody Hoig. Nice post move from Smiglinski. No dice, though. Here comes Wenzel for Sandusky and the give and go down to the low post to Krieger. This one's missed wide open. The putback is no good from Ben Jones, and it's tipped out of bounds. Sandusky ball. 14-10, Sandusky by 4 points.
So far, Sandusky is the one that's shooting the best, 41% in the first quarter to 30 for Harbor Beach. Cody Hoig up on top, point.
Being guarded by Ryan Seaman over to the left wing to number 30, Tanner Hoskins. Back up Joe Wenzel for three, in and out, in and back in. Sandusky's starting to heat up. That's Joe Wenzel's second three of the night. They lead by seven, 17-10, 7:05 left in the second. James Schelke dives the lane on the left block, goes up, the basket counts, and one. Fouls against Sandusky's Ben Krieger. That's his second, team sixth at the line, shooting one. James Schelke to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. He went 1-for-2 on his first trip to the free throw line. He has 3 points now. Anderson checks in for Harbor Beach, replaces Smiglinski. For Sandusky, Trenton Lee replaces Ben Krieger, who has two fouls. He'll sit down with 7:01 left in the second.
Both coaches doing overtime on game management.
Absolutely. It's been that kind of season for both teams. James Schelke at the free throw line, shooting one. And nothing but net. The old-fashioned three-point play is complete. Four-point deficit for Harbor Beach, a four-point lead for Sandusky on offense. 6:55 left in the first half. Over to the left wing. To Tanner Hoskins, back up to the high post. To Cody Hoig, into the corner. To Ben Jones, as we're trying to catch a glimpse of these numbers. Black on black with a red outline. Kicked ball from Ryan Seaman. This will be inbounded for Sandusky on the sideline.
You could not hide a number better than these uniforms.
It's difficult. I'm still learning faces here, and it doesn't help. I can't read numbers. 6:34 left in the second. 4-point lead for Sandusky, 17-13. Wenzel back up to the top to Trent Lee, being guarded by Brady Kirsch. Over to the left wing to Ben Jones. To the high post, Hoskins. Give and go right into the corner. Wenzel for three, no good, but he is fouled after the shot. And they're actually going to say it was in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line for three shots. Foul goes against number 32. Cole Anderson making his presence known immediately. That's his first and Harbor Beach's fourth team foul. At the free throw line, Joe Wenzel for three shots. 6:19 left in the second, 17-13. Sandusky leads by four. Check that, five as the first free throw is good. 5-point lead for the Redskins, 18-13. Second free throw from Joe Wenzel of three. Is up, and that one's as good as the first.
You know, as this game progresses, it really looks like Sandusky's getting comfortable in what they're doing.
Absolutely. Third and final free throw for Joe Wenzel. Coming up, it's in the air, and this one's good. Nice looking shot from Joe Wenzel. Goes 3 for 3, and it's back out to a 7-point lead with 6:15 left in the second, 20-13. Brady Kirsch at the free throw line. Gives it back to Ryan Seaman, who resets the offense. So back over to Kirsch, left wing. Screens going for Harbor Beach. James Shelke in motion down the lane, and it's in for two. Rolls around the rim and finally falls for 2 points. James Shelke with five in this quarter for six on the night.
Speaking of comfortable, James Shelke is looking really good. He's really comfortable out there. He knows what he wants to do.
Cody Hoig goes down the lane. Can't get that to fall. Rebound, Brady Kirsch. Pulls up for the mid-range jump shot, and he is fouled on the way up. It'll be Ben Jones's first foul of the evening. And team seventh at the free throw line, shooting to the senior, 6'3", Brady Kirsch, 3 years varsity player for the Pirates. He only has 3 points in the night, went 1 for 2 on his first trip from the free throw line. First one's up, and that was a bit ugly. Off the mark, short, and barely nicked the rim. 5:38 left in the second.
Well, we've seen Brady shoot for quite a while, and like I said, 3 years, and in that is something like about 46% from the foul line. So.
And that was 0-for-2. This one's short off the front of the iron. Still a 5-point lead for Sandusky. 5.5 to play in the first half. Top of the key, that would be Cody Hoig. Picks up his dribble over to Wenzel, left wing. Feeds it into the low block to Jones. Nothing there, kicks it back out to Wenzel. Wenzel directing traffic. Over to, that would be number 20, I can't see the number. Over to Ben Jones, top of the key, back over to Trenton Lee, right wing. 5:10 left in the first, and now we have a push. A little bit of a block against Harbor Beach. This will be against the Pirates, number 5. Brady Kirsch will be charged for that. That's his first personal, and just the team's fifth. Sandusky inbounding underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio, feeds it in to Cody Hoig. Over to Trenton Lee for three. Yes, he got it. Sandusky liking these rims here as Harbor Beach calls a timeout with 5:02 left in the second. It's 23-15, a full timeout of the WLAW Sports Network.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brandon and Sam.
The North American International Auto Show is wrapping up in Detroit, but the savings continue now until the end of the month here at Graf.
We're offering $1,000 trade-in assistance on truck-for-truck deals on any new Silverado in stock, which comes out savings over $11,000.
If you're looking for a full-sized SUV, we have a loaded 2016 Chevy Suburban LTZ with over $15,000 off. And this isn't just for GM employees. This is for everyone.
And save huge on our last remaining 2016 Silverado LTZ Crew, complete with Duramax power, leather, and navigation.
And if a lease is what you want, how does $159 a month on a 2017 double cab sound, complete with 18-inch wheels and the All-Star Edition package?
You better hurry. Auto show savings end soon. So stop in today and save big at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, your truck headquarters of the Thumb.
See